This is Here and Now, and Thanksgiving is just a little more than a week away, if you can believe it. And if you've got questions, our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has answers and joins us now. Hi, Kathy.
Hey.
First question, how big a turkey should you get?
How many people are coming?
Yeah, and so how much?
At least a pound a person, because the name of the game is leftovers. You know, it's such a huge meal. People eat turkey, and they can eat a lot of turkey, but there's so many other dishes that go with it. If you figure a pound, pound and a half per person, you'll have plenty for leftovers.
Okay. And by the way, you've brought in a plate of food. I've almost finished mine.
Devoured.
During the break. So we've discussed this before, fresh versus frozen. And how long can you keep something frozen, and how do you thaw it?
Okay.
And not that I need to know, but I really need to know.
Yeah, right. I've always cooked a fresh turkey. I have a neighbor that raises turkey. I get a turkey from her or from my local butcher. But this year I went to the supermarket and I bought an all-natural frozen turkey. First of all, it takes a long, long, long time to thaw
That's
a turkey.
That's why I asked.
Yes. So you need to leave. Okay, ready?
Yesterday.
Not yesterday, but we're on it here. If you're going to get a frozen turkey, you need about 3 days to thaw it.
Wow.
It's a lot more time than you would actually think.
In the fridge?
In the fridge, ideally. Now, if you run out of time, what do? You fill a sink with cold, cold water, and you submerge the frozen turkey. It's still in the wrapper. You put a can of soup on it or something so it's completely submerged in cold water, and it still takes a really long time. It's kind of shocking.
And cold, you don't want hot because you'd start cooking it.
No. Yeah. Everything's got to be cold. Right. You want to keep this safe. We have a link to the USDA website. You want to stay very safe. I've known people that have huge birds that fill a bathtub with very cold water, and you just keep flipping it and keeping cold water. Because who has an empty sink big enough for a bird?
Well, and so with all of that, what's the advantage of the frozen? Why don't you just get a fresh one?
You know what? That is the million-dollar question. They're cheaper.
Okay.
So you can save some money. Sometimes people are given them from their offices, but take that thing out soon.
Well, now sometimes people bought too many, and so they had to freeze
sometimes,
it. No one I know.
Is this a personal story,
yes,
Robin?
Yes, so I'm desperate this year.
What about brining?
Brining. Okay, so that's the other thing. So I experimented with a frozen turkey, and I never brine my turkeys, but everybody seems to talk about brining. So I thought, okay, I'm going to...
What exactly is it?
Brining is when you submerge... Well, there's wet brining and dry. Wet is when you make a saltwater solution, and you fill it... 2 gallons worth of brine, you throw your turkey in. The idea is that it will make it moister, particularly for a supermarket turkey or if you're using a frozen supermarket turkey. However, you want to brine for 12 to 24 hours. So honestly, you need to start this turkey tomorrow. Yeah.
Did you brine this?
I did.
What's in front of us right now, which people can see, by the way, at hereandnow.org.
So I made a very simple brine solution, salt, a little bit of sugar, some fresh thyme, fresh sage, peppercorns, and I let the turkey brine for about 10 hours. And you need refrigerator space. I think that the brining didn't do much.
Okay, because I was going to say, you've always told us just take a lot of salt and rub it into the skin.
That's the dry brine. You can do that. You want to be really cautious to make sure that you rinse off whatever type of brine you use. Otherwise, you will have an exceedingly salty turkey.
Okay.
What about the gravy?
What about the gravy? The
best part of the meal. You've got a delicious gravy right here.
Thank you. Yeah. So here's what I do. You get the turkey. You've brined it. You've thawed it. You've spent 3 days doing this. This is another reason I don't want to brine. I don't want to spend another day. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people swear by it. I take the giblets, the neck, and the heart out of the inside of the turkey, and I put them in a pot with an onion, parsley, peppercorn, salt, and I start a stock, a very simple broth. Then when my turkey's done roasting, I put it on a carving board. I loosely cover it to stay warm, put the pan right on the burners. I take a little of the fat out, but not all of it. I put a little bit of flour in, I cook that, and then I strain that turkey stock right on top, cook it down. And that is it's the real deal.
I don't strain it. I just take all those globby.
Those bits and pieces. People like to add necks and gizzards. Not my thing. Go for it, Robin.
Yeah, it's just so dark and wonderful. Okay, Jeremy.
On the side, you have here some cream spinach, and cranberry sauce.
I do. Quickly, the cream spinach. Every year, my dad loved cream spinach. He's been gone for a decade now, which is shocking. Yeah. I decided it was time. You know, Thanksgiving's really about traditional foods, but I always like to shake it up a little bit with one twist on it. So ooh, this year, right?
Isn't that spicy?
Wow, Jeremy's saying it's spicy. Wow. So I did it with, instead of traditionally it's cream and grated nutmeg, this is coconut milk, chili pepper, fresh ginger, and cardamom. So it has an Indian twist. It's spicy because a lot of the foods of Thanksgiving are quite... bland is not the right word, but mild. So this spinach really wakes up the plate, right?
Yeah, it
the
kicks.
Coconut milk, and it's a
and
lot
the cranberry
fewer
sauce. Just briefly,
my classic: pineapples, cranberries, ginger, and toasted nuts.
Okay.
We need to have a cranberry sauce off with
Susan Stamberg.
Yes. Yeah, I know who
she uses horseradish.
Sorry, Susan.
Oh, thanks,
look,
Robin.
We'll have all these recipes.
No wonder I come back.
We'll have all these recipes at hereandnow.org. They are magnificent. And again, you know, start yesterday. We'll get going. Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.